right. Welcome back, guys. It's new, USQ Phoenix Radio. I'm joined on the phone now by Juliet Wright, who is the CEO and founder of GIVIT, G-I-V-I-T, National Not-for-Profit, connecting those who have with those who need. Juliet, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for being on the show. Now, look, of course, we all know that North Queensland, Townsville in particular, have been hit by some pretty spectacular flooding, devastating damages. Lots of homes have been destroyed.
Yeah.
And unfortunately lost a couple of lives as well. And I know that a lot of people out there are very keen to try and to help. So that's when your organisation comes in. What is it exactly that you guys do?
So GIVIT is a website that's designed to connect stuff, people who have stuff, with people who really need it. So if you have a microwave, cutlery, bedding, linen, anything that you have around the house that you no longer need, if you go to the GIVIT website, we'll match you to someone in your local area who really needs it. But who we match you to is a charity. They actually use GIVIT a little bit like Gumtree. They go in and see what's available to them and their clients in our virtual warehouse. And if they can't find it, they request it. So it's really easy and really transparent. We've nearly done 1 million donations, so lots of people find it really easy to connect to a local charity. And we work in partnership with the Queensland Government to manage all offers of goods in times of disasters. So we are in a cyclone storm of donations today.
Yes, I can only imagine with all of the areas that have been damaged and all the people, especially in Brisbane and Ipswich, who experienced pretty much this exactly about 8 years ago, that would be, you know, just so keen to get in and help. But I do know from experience that in times of tragedy like this, people often get so enthusiastic to try to help that they don't really think very critically about the things that they're donating. What is the situation with the donations that are coming in?
So at the moment, we have lots of frontline services and agencies and social workers, and they're requesting what people need. Now, what they don't need is a truck full of stuff that they haven't requested. So what we're finding is that really well-meaning people want to drive up there and deliver stuff that they've got to give. But actually, it's all very bespoke what each of their clients needs. So if you actually go to the GIVIT website, you can actually see exactly what people need who have lost everything.
It's like an itemized shopping list.
It is, it is. And you think about everything that you touched today. So you had a pillow with a pillowcase and a bed with linen on it. And you also needed dry footwear. Mm-hmm. And then you went to put on the kettle. Like what? Because you actually saw those photographs on the TV.
Absolutely.
And you know every single thing in those houses are lost.
Underwear, so, towels.
Now, if you think of the whole of Townsville and you think about all the items that they need, if you ship them into the area, what happens to the local businesses? So GIVIT is about making sure that when we do good with our donations, that we also do great by the people in that community. Mm. So what we're asking for is items. So if you have items, go to the GIVIT list and you can see I'll give items tab on GIVIT, GIVIT.org.au, and you can see all the items that are needed. But I dare say that you don't have the resources to post a fridge freezer up there.
No, well, not me personally, for sure. Well, do you have some examples of some of the stuff that is needed?
Yeah. Oh, it's a book.
Just off the top of your head.
Okay, so we need Woolworths fuel vouchers, specifically for fuel for Woolworths, because that's where the local station is. Fridge freezer for a person who has actually had a house up to waist high go through their home. There's clothes required for a mum, and she has 9 or 6 children. She also needs a washing machine.
Yeah.
Bunk beds for those kids as well.
Yeah.
There's also suburbs around that Townsville's getting all the attention.
Mm.
But obviously, there's towns around that aren't in the Townsville region, and they need washing machines, queen beds. There's a charity that is requesting cat and dog supplies and animal. So, you know, they need safety gear at this point. So if you have any of those items to give, but one issue is transportation and the logistics of getting it there. So what we are asking people is if they could think about donating even $5 towards helping us purchase the items. So what we do is we go and buy them locally. So we
try and put the money back into the town.
Because those businesses have been devastated as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you imagine tens and thousands of donations, like we did 92,000 donations for Cyclone Debbie, if we brought in 92,000 donations into Townsville today or in the next few months, we would absolutely hurt the local economy.
Oh, definitely. And where would they put all the stuff? Everything, it's such a mess down there at the moment.
And it's a day-by-day basis. Like, what is on the website now is what's needed today. Mm.
So are there certain items that you'd want to just say, please stop sending this? We don't need more of this, please. Just thank you, but well, no.
We don't need trucks full of clothes.
No, okay. So clothes. We're going a little overboard with the clothes, especially because you can't really donate used like undergarments and whatnot. That's sort of something that needs to be purchased as well.
What we do find is that when people fill the truck up full of clothes, that might often be stuff that normally you wouldn't donate.
No.
It's not really great quality.
No, you would throw it away.
Yeah, so we ask people to think about it. Would your mother wear it? Would your brother like it?
Right.
If you think that one of your family members, it's good enough to give to them, then it's definitely good enough to give.
Right.
But also remember that we have 600 charities in South, you know, we've got about 1,500 charities all across Queensland who need items for domestic violence and for, you know, people living in care. And so, look, I know it's frustrating sometimes because you can't give what you want to give to someone who's lost everything in Townsville, but there are people who are suffering here in Brisbane.
Absolutely.
And there's poverty around you in southeast Queensland. So go and have a look at what's needed. Now, I think I can do a call out for a particular item.
Oh, yeah? What would you like to call out for?
There's a frontline service in Townsville that urgently needs iPads. What they're doing is they're requesting through GiveIt and they need to remain connected to each other, but they don't actually have iPads. Now, we could borrow the iPads from any Brisbane business. We actually have transport partners who can help us get them up there. But you could actually, if you were to donate, say, five or more, we could actually make sure that we get them back to you. Or after they've used them in this event, what will happen is they'll give them back to GiveIt and then we'll make sure that they go to someone who's indeed worthy of.
Oh, well, that is really, that's actually a very fantastic idea. And it sounds a bit silly at first when you say iPads, but then when you actually think about the logistics of what's the coordinating all of the people up there and trying to, you know, connect with everybody and keep everybody on the same page as far as the relief, like it definitely, it's something that that most people would not think to give. But do you have any call out for professional helpers in certain industries? I know that there are a lot of people that are trying to like get volunteers together and whatnot, but in times of crisis, often people who are the most willing to volunteer are the people with the least sort of, I guess, expert knowledge on how to best do that.
Yeah. So if you have a service that you wanted to donate or wanted to give or for free or for a fee, you can also go through GiveIt. But if you want to do the Mud Army and you want to go help clean out, go to Volunteering Queensland and they'll be able to match you up to a charity in the Townsville area. But you would have to pay for your accommodation.
Yep.
And accommodation is really scarce up there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's probably best off camping in your van or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Do you have anything else that you want to add just before we go?
No, but I'm really grateful to you and the support of everyone in Queensland. I just think we're the most generous people in the world. I know that we have disasters all the time, but us here at GiveIt, we are just so grateful for everybody's generosity.
And we're all very grateful for your hard work, Juliet. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to get back into the music now. So if you wanted to get in touch with the GiveIt Foundation, you want to try and see if anything on the list matches anything that you've got to give, you can just head to their website, giveit.org. It's G-I-V-I-T. And everything you need to know is up there, including links to charities that are working more specifically with things like professional relief, Juliet mentioned with the Mud Army, doing the cleanups and whatnot. If you don't have professional knowledge, but you do want to get, you know, get your elbow grease in there and give them a hand. So you can definitely check out that website and, you know, just do what you can, guys.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.